As sure as the sun will rise tomorrow, there is a God in heaven who will execute vengeance upon ungodly men. This is the reality of a fast approaching day. In Thessalonians we read, "Oh, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Listen, friend, a dying time will come to you. A dying time will come where you'll be separated from all you hold dear and thrust into another world altogether. Life is short. Eternity is forever. Will you spend that eternity in the bottomless pit of the damned? Do you even believe in that? Do you even believe in the reality of hell, hellfire? Will it be hot enough for you? Will you be afraid when you die and open your eyes in the heat and darkness of that hell? Do the words of Isaiah apply to you personally? The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? If you die, friend, outside Christ's blood, then you die without pardon for your sins. I'm going to be honest with your souls tonight. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to give you the gospel undiluted. I'm going to tell you the truth, friend, from the Word of God. I don't want you to die and go to hell. But let me ask you this question. Can you bear the thoughts of your own damnation? Will you be the first soul in history to be able to bear hell? Or will you scream like everyone else, shut up in that prison of horrors? Wow, where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth. Oh, wailing speaks of great loss and grief. Gnashing of teeth signifies great anger and regret. Will that be you wrapped up in those chains of darkness? Would that be you, hopelessly lost forever and ever? You may be young, you may be in good health, but a walk in the graveyard will demonstrate to you that death visits both the young and old, and it is no respecter of persons. You may feel you still have many years to live, years ahead of you, but God's word contradicts you. For in Ecclesiastes we read about how sudden death comes to many. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in a snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. You may be gunned down by a madman at the grocery store. You may die in a sudden car crash. I had a good friend. He was wealthy. He was in good health. He kissed his wife and daughter goodbye one morning. He hopped in his private plane to go out of town for business. And before it was lunchtime, his plane had fallen out of the sky and crashed into the ground. Listen, friend, if you're not truly born again, then hell is naked before you. Destruction has no covering. You'll die in your natural condition. You will pass into eternity, dead in your sins, without any hope of reconciliation to a thrice holy God. I implore you, friend, Jesus is your only hope for forgiveness for sin. Jesus is the only remedy for sin. Jesus is the only refuge from sin. Listen to what the Bible says about the unconverted soul who dies in his sins. Don't let this be you, friend. Don't let this be you. Listen to the word of God. He buildeth his house as a moth, and as a booth that the keeper maketh. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He openeth his eyes, and he is not. Terrors take hold on him as waters. A tempest stealeth him away in the night. The east wind carrieth him away, and he departeth, and as a storm hurleth him out of his place. For God shall cast upon him and not spare. He would fain flee out of his hand. Listen, friend, 1 minute in hell will convince you of your errors. 1 minute in hell will convince you about the damned in hell screaming all around you, and the outer darkness that engulfs you while demons tear at you as you realize the reality of your interminable suffering, that you are now beyond the very reach and help of God, and all that's left for you is the wrath of God poured out upon you like hell poured out of heaven upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Your hope will be turned into nothing, then be turned into hell. But what good is all your real estate holdings now? How insignificant is your investment portfolio now? That good reputation you built has gone up in smoke in the flames of perdition. God has placed a blockade between you and heaven, for he hath fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he hath set darkness in my paths. There is no hope for the unsaved soul in hell. It's too late then, friend. You were mistaken about how you viewed God, about how he was all love and mercy and no justice. You were completely deceived about your own rotten spiritual condition. Without Jesus, there is no hope for the unconverted. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But you never closed with a bloodstained Christ. You never got through. You just made a decision with your mind, but your heart was left unchanged. And now it's too late. Fire and brimstone and sulfur suffocate you. Intolerable heat presses down upon you like an unbearable weight. It's so dark in that bottomless pit, you can't see your hand in front of your face. If you're still in this world, if you're still yet unconverted, and you are a Christ rejecter, then the only promise left for you is from God to the unsaved sinner. He shall be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. If you are still in this world, friend, and you desire mercy and forgiveness of sin, then you still have hope in Christ Jesus. The invitations of the gospel come to you now. In Isaiah, we hear these invitations. Oh, listen to them, friend. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In Acts we read, repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Listen, friend, salvation is not based on a decision you make, but on the regenerating work of the Spirit of God upon the heart. Ye must be born again. Ye must be washed in the blood and born from above, but most of mankind will fall short of heaven. Jesus said so. Jesus said, few are saved. Jesus said, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. O friend, I beg ye to press your way through that strait gate and get to Jesus Christ and get your sins washed in his blood. Jesus is the only remedy for sin. Jesus is the pearl of great price. He's worth selling all for so he may be gained. Don't go to hell, friend. Hell is a horrible place of terrible, unending suffering, misery, and torment. Flee to Christ now, your only refuge from the coming storm. Listen, friend, the gospel is for the hungry, the thirsty, and the weary. Let me ask you, friend, are you hungry for God? Are you sick and tired of your rotten sins? Are you thirsty for Christ? Then come to him. Ask God to give you the grace to act upon this gospel plea. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.